From your friends at Smile, this is Most Clicked, a podcast about digital marketing in the higher education sector. I'm your host, Nathan Monk, a co-founder at Smile, and I'm joined by Matt Lees and Kyle. So bringing you some additional insight today, it's Matt. So Matt, what is today's story about?
Yeah, so today we're talking about a TechCrunch article that we've seen that should probably be striking fear into universities. And it's around a company in France who have been sued because of the way in which they're using Google Analytics.
Okay, so the story here then is universities should be scared, what? Because they could have similar configurations, I guess?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah, because of the way in which
I mean, this. Looking at this, I mean, I wee looked through the article earlier. This terrifies me. This stuff, because it's just the sort of thing that could slip under the radar, and then suddenly you landed with this very official looking email going, "You're fucked up." It's and you need to correct it. Reading through it, this does. And Nathan, I don't know if you want to kind of you got the closer look at this, but this seems like a real serious issue here. And as far as I understand, it's based on data laws in the US not aligning very well with EU. And that's not necessarily a news story in itself. But I don't think this can be necessarily solved with just another opt-in. And even if that was the case, it's not like you could just add another layer to those cookie banners and things, is it? So this feels like something that needs like some pretty close attention, and I know you've got a few more kind of thoughts on this and how it intersects with what people already have and don't have on their sites.
I think the depressing truth is that this has been in place for years. This is just GDPR stuff. It's not new. This is just the EU going, no, enough is enough.
We said this.
Told you this was coming. Get it together and sort it out. And they've made an example of somebody, as they should have done, really. Mm. So the kind of the point is you are not allowed to collect people's data without their consent, period. Now, the reason that universities should be scared is that not all, admittedly, we work with someone, we make them totally compliant, just saying. But some universities are still collecting this data without consent. And worse still, in my opinion, is there are people out there that are having these cookie banners. And they say, oh, yeah, would you like us to collect your data? And you say yes. And you think, oh, brilliant. Yeah, and now I've opted in. You were opted in anyway. That banner was just a facade. It's not functional. It doesn't do anything. Yeah. And this is, you know, this should be a wake-up call that if you're not doing that, you should be. And, you know, from the circles that I'm kind of in, online communities and stuff, I know that some people will have seen this article and it sent shockwaves through and people were like, oh my God, we need to get compliant. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to be more compliant than we were fast. People are putting that compliance in place and then they're realizing the damage of that compliance as well. So turns out people don't really want to be tracked, particularly the type of users that we're talking to, the age of these users. And so now people are seeing 50. I mean, I think somebody was up to like 70% loss in Google Analytics data because they're basically 70% of their audience like, no, don't track me.
It was the same with when Apple rolled out its iOS update, the real serious data privacy one, wasn't it like, oh God, I can't remember that statistics, but it was something like 90%, 95% of people went, nah, you're all right. I don't want to be tracked. And it torpedoed Facebook, didn't it?
Exactly. Like Apple destroyed Facebook's kind of stuff with privacy. And it's not quite as dramatic on this front, I guess. It's not destroying business models, for example. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. But what it is meaning is that Google Analytics is less reliable than ever, I guess. Mm. I've had all sorts of conversations semi-recently, people saying, yeah, we don't have analytics on our website. And I'm like, oh my God, what? Like, it's unheard of, right? And they're like, well, there's nobody here that would actually use that data anyway. So why bother having it on? And I think the look, I know you and I, Kyle, have thought about, I know people that have used the data. Okay, and I take your point. There will be people out there that do it. And certainly there are sizable marketing teams out there that have the resource and the capacity to do it. Mm. But there's also universities out there that are running on marketing teams of absolutely skeletal crew, you know, mm. and they're not doing it. They're not assessing the market, that sort of analytical data on a ongoing basis.
No, they're not. And, you know, I'm not totally against your point, like how if you don't use it to like an advanced level, then, you know, it probably is something more that you need to be doing more than just checking how many views your page had, which is why I talk a lot about measuring over time and getting an idea of general impressions of things are working rather than necessarily going deep into analytics. But I take your point there. I think for me going forward with this, you know, we've talked about some pretty scary stuff, haven't we? But you know, there's plenty of other providers that are compliant, right? That do the same thing. Some of them you have to pay for. But the article itself, I believe, links to like a list of alternative analytics packages. And mm-hmm. you'll be surprised how diverse that market is, even though it is completely dominated by the category king, that's Google.
And yet people seem terrified to make the jump. And I'm surprised because, you know, Google announced recently that there's this seismic shift now. You can no longer use the old Google Analytics. You must use to Google Analytics 4. And the bizarre thing for me for a company of that size is like, oh, yeah, and you will lose all of your history as well. Like, your history won't be migrated over to GA4. So if you migrate into GA4, well, why not take this as an opportunity? Like, here's perhaps the takeaway is, why not take this as an opportunity to review other analytics tools that are out there that are more privacy focused and conscious? Like, there are analytics tools out there that don't require that you get consent before you use those tools to monitor people. But, you know, shocker, Google tracks everything about you. They do it in, and to be fair, actually, I shouldn't hit on Google too much here. Like, there are ways to make Google Analytics compliant without consent, but you'd be stripping so much out of Google Analytics. What's the point?
Before we went on today, one of the it hasn't changed while we're on air. We spoke about it before the episode. But one of the kind of key selling points of GA4 was that it's more compliant with privacy, right? You're laughing, but as a consumer of the content around it and things, you know, that was the perception that was being painted. So, you know, I'd be interested for the audience to hear your opinion on that. Is it true? Is it inaccurate?
Yeah, like it is. But the first option that you get presented with when you configure a GA4 is like enhanced tracking. Right. Is that, well, do you want advanced tracking? It's like all of this cool stuff that you definitely want, right? Like, obviously, yes, I want it. Oh, wait, I'm going to get sued. Like, it's hilarious that they're like, oh, yeah, you can be privacy focused if you want to be, but you don't want to be, though.
Don't really want to be.
Like, it just all feels just a tad sneaky, and I think you have to kind of be a bit of a nerd and like to dig around in the settings and kind of really and truly understand this stuff. Again, those universities that are running on small marketing crews, they're not going to do that. So they're probably running a risk that they don't even know.
Not even aware of that risk. Yeah.
That's why this article should worry universities, because the EU has basically gone, we told you this was going to happen, and now we're doing it. So the precedent has been set. Someone's been sued for it. If you've got Google on, if you've got Google Analytics on your website, check that configuration ASAP.
And if you don't have time to check it, just give Nath a call and he'll gladly do it for you.
Ta-da! There you go. All right. Well, nice one. Thanks, Kyle. I think we sadly lost Matt there in this episode, but he will return next week. Thank you very much to all of our subscribers. We love you all very much. If you've liked today's content, drop us a like below. And until next time, see you soon.